WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. And with the rents on the rise, the county's poorest residents have been the first to be priced out of the market. In this part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, Roberta Roldan reports this has left the Tampa Housing Authority struggling to meet the demand for low-income housing and Section 8 vouchers.
Hurricane Irma did a number on Arlene Kelly's home last year. Part of the roof on her Tampa home was ripped off, screens were torn, some of the fence had fallen down. And it couldn't have come at a worse time. Kelly's car needed a new transmission, and her job as a reading instructor at Hillsborough Community College was only seasonal.
And after seeing all the damage that was done, I knew I wasn't able to afford to repair all that was needed.
Kelly has a bachelor's and a master's degree, and she owned her home for almost 20 years. Moving back in with her parents at age 58 was not in her plans.
Due to the difficult times, the hardship that I found myself in, I would have never thought I would, deplete all my finances that I did save. But it happened, and I'm starting over again. I'm able to start saving again.
After 6 months at her parents' place, Kelly moved into a temporary apartment provided by the charity Metropolitan Ministries. She's been there for 8 months, but she knows that she has to be out by the end of the year. Framed photos of Martin Luther King Jr. and Barack Obama are on the floor, propped up against the wall.
I won't put the pictures up because, I have to take them all down and holes will be in the wall. I don't want to go through that.
The average monthly cost of a two-bedroom apartment in Tampa is more than $1,300 and rising. Kelly knows she can't afford that, so she's applied to public housing that's run by the Tampa Housing Authority. Every week, she gets on her phone and looks where she's at on waiting lists for three different apartment complexes. Sometimes Kelly jumps up dozens of spots. Other weeks, she doesn't move at all.
And what I do is go to the waiting list part of it. See it there? And it's project-based Oaks. Apply for that July of last year. And that's $4,222.
For another complex, the Reed at Encore, Kelly is number 160. She even applied to a new senior housing complex near downtown called The Ella. There, she's number 198. The 58-year-old jokes that she'll meet the minimum age requirement of 62 by the time that her number is called. But that might be more than just gallows humor.
Our average among all the wait lists is 4 years. Average, 4 years.
That's Leroy Moore, COO at the Tampa Housing Authority. The agency provides Hillsborough County's low-income residents with local public housing. The Housing Authority has about 22,000 applications for only 3,000 apartments. They're planning on building another 1,000 over the next 5 years, but there's already enough people waiting to fill those apartments right now. That means that Moore has to be blunt about how much they can do for people that have been priced out of the market.
You can have another 4 or 5 Tampa Housing Authorities as active as we are, and you will still have an unmet need.
The Housing Authority also administers the federal Section 8 program that gives out vouchers to cover rent at private apartments. Hillsborough County residents wanting those vouchers face a similar wait time. There are nearly 1,800 people on that list.
That is a big number, but it's a false indication of the need because that wait list has been closed for 10 years plus.
The Section 8 wait list last opened in 2006 for 1 week. In just 7 days, the Housing Authority got more than 10,000 applications. And today, the agency says it probably won't take voucher applications again for years to come. Despite that reality, affordable housing advocates say that the Tampa Housing Authority is actually one of the best in the state. It provides more housing to residents than similar agencies in Jacksonville or Orlando. Jamie Ross, CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition, says that what has prevented local governments from doing more comes down to funding. Local housing authorities haven't received money to build new public housing since the 1980s. Ross says more money is needed if these agencies want to subsidize the building of affordable housing and catch up to the demand.
Extremely low-income people is the hardest segment of the population to house. So it is very important that, the public housing authorities get more funding than they get.
Groups like Ross's Florida Housing Coalition continue to lobby the state to do more on the issue of affordable housing. But for renters like Earlene Kelly, all they can do is wait.
The rent's so high, you got to really, work to make the money to pay it. And it's, all things are possible. I know things are possible, but I don't see it right now. But who knows?
For now, she sits in her temporary apartment, checking the wait list on her cell phone and praying that she'll reach the top soon. Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.